This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you like it a little slower, 855-732-5563. That's if you want to be part of the conversation. If you want to buy my new book, look, if you go to therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved with people smarter than I because there's a live chat room there. And that's how we learn about each other. I know, you're tired of hearing it. I say it every night. Did it ever dawn on you that I say it every night for a reason? Because it seems like some of the comments you make sometimes, don't you? Look it. I want to hear what you have to say. I don't care if we're on the same page or not. I want to hear what you have to say. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being, you know, making comments. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And, you know, some of you said, if you've written me and you said, like, I don't want to hear myself on the air. I don't want to get on there. I'm going to feel like an idiot and blah, 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 blah. Look, send me an email. I will not read your name. I will not give out your email address. Unless you attack me or my family personally. In which case, I'll bet you're off. Okay? Katie Couric. God, I wish she'd retire. Although, I don't know. You know, I'm starting to believe that some of the loons I want around. Otherwise, A, I don't have a job. And B, how else is the general populace going to see how outrageous these people actually are? And sometimes, yeah, we've got to point it out to them because they're not paying attention to it quite like we are. Think about it. We're in this every day. So I don't even know if this is going to play, but I'm going to try. Katie Couric said that. You already said this one? Now, look, I know there's abortion sympathizers out there. I know that, you know, there's a lot of women and men that believe that abortion is no big whoop. It's not a big deal, yada, yada, yada. But Katie Couric went one step further, and I would love it if a lib would call in and explain this to me. Because it doesn't matter how many hits I take off the crack pipe, I can't get this to make sense. And take a listen. I don't know. I'm going to try, but take a listen.
Just because you operate on a child and tell that child you're a certain gender, that doesn't necessarily coincide with who that person feels he or she.
Just because you operate on a child and you see it's a certain gender doesn't mean it is. Okay.
She actually is.
It doesn't correlate with what is in your head.
Right. In the later stages of development, it's when your brain is wired. And sometimes the surge of testosterone can make a female fetus feel as if that baby is male.
So
or that
you're in the wrong body.
Apparently, they've done these studies on the left as after babies were born to find out if they had a surge of testosterone and were feeling quite feminine until that surge came. I want you to think about them. She makes millions of dollars every year. I don't. I believe that I'm playing with a few more brain cells than she is. I don't make millions of dollars every year. Can you believe this? So here's my beef with this. See, abortion, they're only fetuses. They don't feel anything. They don't feel pain. Just ask the hardcore abortionist that question. Or abortion supporter. But somehow they can feel, a female fetus can feel like a male. Somehow. I don't know how that works. According to Katie Couric, it works fine. Would a surgeon just, do they do studies with this? Are they guessing? Maybe they're making it up as they go. Which I wouldn't be surprised with. Do you hear the lunacy? So, it's a human, but it's not a human. It has feelings, but it doesn't have feelings. That's the big push on the abortion side of the issue. It's okay because they can't feel anything anyhow. That's what they'll tell you. And this is on Ellen. I should have set this up a little bit. This is when she was on the Ellen DeGeneres show. And the she's doing a National Geographic documentary, The Gender Revolution, which confronts gender identity in this country. It was we're always the whacked ones. They come up with this most off-the-wall, no proof, no evidence. And then Ellen says, it's because it's all in your head. It's all what you think. So it really doesn't matter what reality is. It doesn't matter what you see on your body. It doesn't matter what you see on the wall. It doesn't matter that you see that Venezuela, people are starving to death. None of that matters. Socialism works. Right? I mean, think of it, not just Venezuela, all these other countries. And we brought up this group of kids to believe that whatever they feel, it's true. Because they feel it. Because they think it makes it true. Man, if you guys screwed up, these young people have absolutely no absolutes in their life. Not a one. Because everything in life is so fluid. Everything has to do with how they feel, what they think should be. And that makes it real. And that makes it true. Man, would you like to have five millennials locked in a room that had five different approaches on these kind of things? How are they going to work that one out? I'd love to see that fight. I think it would be a lot of fun. Hey, don't go far. Our Mad Black Man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us after the break. I am Joe Bassini, your host. Lots more of this lunacy all night long. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans, need to see this film. Revelationthemovie.info. Let's fix it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. On GCN Live, that's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. 732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Okay. I'm just going to jump into it. Because I can't wait. Corey Duncan joins us like he does every week about this time. We lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore. I bring him up. You know, he is my, what do they call you? My paid token black man, field man or whatever. I don't even know. I don't even know what to call you.
Always a pleasure to appear, Joe. And yes, I am the paid token black man that comes
there
on.
There you go.
You pay me.
Yeah,
so, you know.
Like the if you ever find that check, let me know because I gotta put a stop payment on it. I never wrote the number down, so I just gotta make sure. It's always and it's funny because I love bringing people on when I have listeners on the left that'll tell me I can't talk about certain issues because you know I don't live those lives, right? So I made fun the other night. And what makes this story so good is the other night I made fun and I said, We got to come up with some kind of sports name, some kind of team with all these character pictures. you know, Sheila Jackson Lee, you know, Charlie Rangel. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like Nancy Pelosi. I go right down to Wasserman Schultz. Just can you imagine all those pictures on one? I don't know what you'd call them because they're definitely not the H team. You know what I'm saying? They're not the A team, B team, or C team for that matters. So on top of that, we've got Waters comes out and she says Maxine Waters. I don't want to get them mixed up. This is Miss Ethics Lady. She's calling for Trump's impeachment. And hasn't she had her own fair share of issues that she should have been impeached over, but she wasn't? And why does she get away with this? You started talking about it during the break.
Well, once again, it's interesting. If a white man had done this, then it would have been something totally different. You know, I don't understand how Radio 1, these other talk shows in the morning, they trash Trump. We're not going to do anything he says or whatever. And he's a racist and this and that because he wants to build a wall and, you know, keep people from, you know, coming here illegally or whatever like that from other countries or whatever like that. Because really he's not talking about Mexico. He's more or less talking about the people that are coming from these southern El Salvador, these countries that's coming up that's not inoculated and that's coming in the country that's causing all kind of mayhem in the lower parts of Texas and stuff where I can tell you myself it happened. But Maxine Waters is you're talking about an anti-Semite and everything else. She's the biggest racist bigot ever. And I'm like, I don't understand how a white person or even her white colleagues to deal with her. I mean, how does her and people like Elijah Cummings continue to get in office when they spur hate and violence and everything else? But if this was a white person doing this, oh my goodness, we would never hear it. Or as my daughter would say, OMG, daddy. It would be total chaos in the streets, but it's okay, and they get a pass. I'm really going to make it my business to understand and talk to a bunch of liberals and find out why is it a double standard when one person does it, one race does it, and the other race it's okay for them to do. It's bizarre. I'll say it's that.
Yeah, well, she wants to impeach him because he won't call Russia on the carpet. And he says that he knows, she says, that he knows that Russia broke into the computers, the DNC and DCC computers. And he says, she says she knows that apparently she has all this knowledge from her crystal ball that nobody else has. She says she knows that that Russia has supplied bombs to that have killed families in Aleppo. And she's just going on and on and on. And you know, that they're helping. Now, think about something. That Putin is continuing to advance into Korea. The woman is just, her and Nancy Pelosi really may have some issues between the ears. And I'm not just making fun. I'm serious, because when you hear them talk, they don't make any sense with this stuff, right? Do you think? Yeah, you think there might be some issues?
I think what it is that they can't stand losing. And another thing, what it is just the mere fact of where and who did you get this information from? If you know so if that's the case, then the same information you got from them about Trump, why can't you say the same thing about Barack giving Iran, you know, their assets, what, $300 or $800 billion? I mean, okay, so where'd you get your information from? Is the first thing, because none of them are on the Senate committee for the Armed Services Senate committee. So how do they know anything about anything? Where are they getting the information from?
They don't need to back up anything, Corey.
Liberals don't deal with WikiLeaks.
No.
So where are they getting the information from?
Now, Sheila Jackson Lee said it wasn't WikiLeaks, right? It was Wikipedia. Just so you have it straight. I want to make sure you don't get your
throat
confused.
Okay.
Yeah, Sheila said all those emails came from Wikipedia, and they need to be shut down. She's another sweetheart. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. God bless America.
Interesting. Very interesting.
So the other thing and this is something we're going to run right into the break with it, but we're going to kill it and do it on the other side. The one of the guys that Mr. Oblamo freed from prison Right? The guy had a life sentence. And Mr. Obama would have simply paid attention to what was going on around him. He would have found out that this guy had been trafficking heroin to the point where, you know, people were dying from the amount of stuff that he was bringing in. I'm sorry, cocaine and heroin. And so Mr. Obama decided to commute his sentence. And guess where he ended up again this week? The guy's only been off for a short period of time. But you guess where he is this week? He's back in jail for doing the same thing. Now, this isn't this group of people that he chose. These are people he commuted during the summer that nobody really paid attention to.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now he's commuted. How many more did he... When he walked out of office, I don't know what it was. It was a horrendous amount of people he commuted. When can we expect the gang violence to kick up? I'm not joking.
Like I said again, why don't he go... If he really wants to show this or that, why don't he go back to Chicago and fix that hellhole or whatever? I mean, if he's this great, great leader and community organizer, why don't him and his cohort go back to Chicago and fix that? And you have to understand also, he had a list and he is just taking off the list or whatever. You know, they wasn't even, the Justice Department wasn't even looking at the list. It was just anyone that came close to whatever, I guess the criteria was, they just released him. So how do you miss a guy like this, but he's back in jail? Okay.
Unreal. All right, hey, we got to go for a quick break. We'll talk about more of that on the other side of the break. Hey, I'm Gomez Senior, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be.
Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Back. Ow. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can buy my book. You know what it's called? Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things that you were taught to hate or have been taught to hate over the last 8 years, and you can get it right from the horse's mouth. You can find out what it is you're supposed to hate, or maybe you might find out, hey, that's not so bad after all. Anyway, let me bring on Corey Duncan. He joins us every week. I lovingly refer to him as my mad black man from Baltimore. He's got his pulse on what's going on there in Baltimore, and I do appreciate the time that you're with me, Corey. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's a pleasure to come on and give my commentary.
So, you know, the one thing I missed with you was we didn't get to talk about the Patriots. We didn't get to talk about the football game. I know you're into sports, that racist sports kind of thing. So the Patriots again, you brought it up, but I remember hearing about it. Something to do with the reason the Patriots won is because of white supremacy or racism. I am thoroughly confused when football became a racist sport.
Well, if you go to my Facebook page, Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook, or Corey Fred Duncan on Twitter, but it's on my Facebook page. And I hope that everyone goes to my page and not scared to come to my page or whatever like that. But the thing of it is this, I saw a friend of mine that's very liberal and very ignorant to what's going on. They're ignorant because they're more racist than anything, and they're always pumping this black power thing or whatever. And I'm like, you know, afterwards she made this comment that, Facebook is a situation where you have a lot of people that make comments and commentary about stuff, and they have no idea what the devil they're talking about. So she says that Clemson beat Alabama, and since then she's taking the post down because I answered to her. Because she's understanding that I'm trying to pretty much call her out for the ignorant jackass she is or whatever like that. But the thing was, she said that Clemson beat Alabama and that the Patriots beat the Falcons, and under she had underlined white privilege and said that it was Donald Trump's fault that they lost the Falcons lost the Super Bowl. I'm like, did Donald Trump call down and tell Matt Ryan fumble the football? Because Matt Ryan is white. It's just interesting how this man is getting blamed for everything. And they'll say the same thing, well, you got to blame Obama for everything. I was like, well, no, we can only blame him for what he's done the last 8 years. So my whole thing of it is the fact that, really? I mean, you're going to blame this man because the Falcons lost because they choked. Alabama lost to Clemson because Clemson was the better team. So why can't it just be that? Or Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton because Hillary Clinton was inept and took him for granted. That, oh, I got all of the Clinton money, so I mean, I can have people assassinated and had the media turn them off. Well, guess what? You ran into somebody that had just as much money as you had, probably more. And that's why you lost, because she underestimated him.
Now, you know the reality is that the white players go to better schools, they have better sports programs, there's much more money poured into that than there are in schools that are predominantly black. And, you know, that's why the Patriots won, because they're a predominantly white... Oh, wait a minute. Are they a predominantly white team? I didn't count heads, but I did look at the lineup. I did look at both, you know, both lineups. I'm thinking to myself, man, for a sport that's racist, for a sport that's dominated by white supremacy and white privilege... I would have got that by the color palette that was on the field and on the sidelines. I don't know. Doesn't it get kind of asinine after a while? Don't you, even as a black man, look at this and go, come on, can we just stand on our own merits? Does it always have to be something to do with black or, I mean, white supremacy or, I don't even know. I don't even know where to go with it.
Well, see, here's the thing. They appear to believe that every time, and you know, it's just what Barack Obama's been doing the last couple of years. I mean, every time that something happens and it doesn't go their way, it's racist. Every time that a team loses, if I remember, they had black and white players. So my whole thing with this, why is it that every time that something happens to the liberals and they lose, is racist? Or whatever like that, if the team that wins has somebody on there that's Republican or that's conservative. You know, yeah, my whole thing of it is this. Stop being a bunch of whining, spineless, backbone, I can't say the words that I want to say, and just suck it up. If you lose, you lose. It was a fair race. Donald Trump won. So respect it like you wanted us to respect about Barack Obama. The 8 years.
So, hey,
he was our president, but that didn't mean we had to like it. So you can do the same. So wait, hold up. You can do the same thing with Trump. If you don't like it, hey, but you gotta remember, he's the president. Okay, you wanted us to do about Barack.
Sorry, I'm laughing in my head. I'm thinking to myself, how long do you think that Trump will be able to blame Obama? I got to go back and get the numbers and find out how long it was Bush's fault all the way through Obama's presidency, right? I mean,
is there,
he set a precedent for that, hasn't he now?
Oh, my goodness. Don't let him start saying that about Barack. Because if he starts saying that about Barack, I mean, then, you know, he's racist. You know, God Almighty. Oh, the almighty God, Barack Obama. What did you do? What is it that you did? But a man ran for office, got in the office because of the color of his skin, because he didn't get in there. He got in there because people were tired of Bush or whatever like that, and he came up with his great slogan, you don't have to do anything, because we're going to rob from the rich and give to the poor, Jazz, when you took from the black hardworking people like myself and the white people, hardworking blue collar people like your own self that's getting out of the rat, doing what they got to do every day, regardless of it is what you have to do. No one should take somebody's take their money or take anything from them that they earn. And that's what he did. He took from the middle class. He didn't take nothing from the rich. He took it from the middle class, and the middle class has been running this country forever. Pretty much that's what it is. And how can you make a living? You know, somebody, you know, we brought this up the other day and during a discussion of these sanctuary states that take these, not only Mexican, all kinds. How do you give, I stood behind a guy when in the motor vehicle in Maryland, and he couldn't read or speak English. The lady filled out the paperwork for him. And I'm behind, so I come out and I saw my paperwork. I said, can you fill mine out? Oh, we can't fill yours out because you already know how to, but she wanted to run me through the ringer for not having a birth certificate with me. And I said, this cat ain't even got a social security number. Really? Really?
Yeah, you know, they get more privileges than we get. I mean, there really is something to not being born here. I mean, America's a great country. You can come here. You don't have to have ID. You don't have to have a birth certificate. You don't have to speak English. And you can get all kinds of country benefits. You get all kinds of stuff that coming out of my tax dollars. Hey, I don't want to go crazy on this because I got some other stuff I think you're going to have some fun with. We've got a Democrat representative says that the Berkeley riots, the beating, the pepper spraying of Trump fans was a beautiful sight. That's right. And do you know why nobody's up in arms about it? Two reasons. One, she's a Democrat. Two, she's a black female. Right?
Wow.
So who's going to come unglued on her?
Thank you so much for this opportunity. And to all of you, thank you so much for being here. I've heard so many things today that I could ask a question about, but a couple of points. Mr. Brain, you said that you learned, first of all, to defend a set of values long before you learned to fire a weapon. And as a person who served as a police chief, I could say the same thing. I learned to defend the values and to understand the values of this country long before I earned.
So here she is. She's a prior police chief. Think about that position of authority. Think about how much power that holds, right? And a comment that she can make is that the beating, the riots, the pepper spraying of Trump's fan was a beautiful. Thank you, Jesus, that she wasn't the chief of police when this was going down. Hey, we've got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars.
and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
That's perfect. One of the stories falls right in line with one of the stories about the cocaine dealer. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? I'm just going to bring him right back on again because we have so much fun when he's on with us, and we move through stuff pretty quickly. Corey Duncan joins us. We lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore because he's got his finger on the pulse of what's happening there. Corey, thanks for being with me today.
Always a pleasure to appear and give my commentary, sir.
So, you know, I know we're all over the place, but I always love doing this with you because it just shows you the lunacy of what's going on. The UC Berkeley, what went down there last week, just shameful. I mean, just overall shameful. All the damage that's been done and what have you, in the name of protesting, which you and I both know nothing more than a riot. They must have just picked up those people from Baltimore and moved them over to Berkeley to do all of this. And this is all over a conservative gay blogger, writer, what have you, who, and it's funny, because they call him a racist. And I don't know, you know this guy Milo, have you read about him?
Vaguely.
All right. He only has relationships with black men. So here's a white gay guy that only has relationships with black men, and it wasn't the conservatives that were boycotting him. There wasn't a conservatives that were, it was those liberals who just, they accept everybody except for him. And they were calling him racist. It's just nuts. So do we lock them all up? We need to find these people, lock them up, right?
Well, no, what I'll say is this, that I never judge anyone in each of their own, but that don't mean that I had to agree with it. Or whatever. And, you know, you get what you get. You said the key word. I mean, that's why I'm not really comment on it. And so, because you said the key word, Berkeley. 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 Anybody that knows anything about politics or knows anything about anything will tell you a Berkeley Democrat is worse than any kind of Democrat because they're loony. Look at Miss Botox Pelosi. I mean,
you know what? That explains the constant smile. I never thought of that before.
Right. Exactly.
There you go.
But if you notice, all of them look alike. Hillary, Nancy Pelosi, and George Soros. Need I say any more?
You know, and there was a piece that went out by some Berkeley faculty to thank people for coming out and thank them for the progress that was being made by the rioters and protesters. And they even said rioters and protesters. So they were thanking people for breaking the law. They were thanking people for tearing up, equipment. And, you know, they would throw Molotov cocktails at the outside lights. So, I mean, that's an incendiary device. I mean, they can go to jail for that. They should go to jail for that. Never mind. They could. They should go to jail for it.
Well, like they always say, they're acting out, and Miss Stephanie Rollins fake said it during the Baltimore riots. It's only property, and they're just acting out.
Oh yeah,
and it's all the white man's fault because you do a couple about $35-40 million worth of damage, and then, the people's business is burning churches down and everything like that, and it's totally fine because they're just acting out.
Yeah, right. Okay, that works. As long as it's only the one side, that's the stuff that just makes me crazy. There is absolutely no equality across, but we already know this. I mean, I'm not saying anything that most of our listeners don't already know. Just a quick update on the six the six police officers that were accused. Of I can't think of the guy's name now. What was his name? The guy that died.
Oh, Freddie Gray.
Freddie Gray.
Yeah, the humanitarian.
Yeah, that was accused of for all intents and purposes murdering Freddie Gray by not locking him in, and then they purposely went and hurt the guy. $6 million was paid out within 2 months, and then it's just craziness. This was before anything had gone through the court system. They had paid these people big bucks. The city is not screaming out for the money back. There's nothing there. Just business as usual.
By the way,
Corey, if you're looking for Elijah Cummings, because I know you haven't seen him down here in his district, he's over at the airport screaming for riots. I just thought I'd tell you that.
Let's go one further. Let's do a little history lesson here. How about let's do Michael Basin, who did the Gen of Six about 5 or 10 years ago. It might have been between 5 and 10 years ago. And he did the Gen of Six. He raised money, and he gave the money. You don't ever, if anybody from the hood that listens to the show knows, you don't give people that never had money that kind of money because they're not going to put it to good use. So what they did, he gave the money to the mothers of the Gen of Six or whatever, and I think it was Louisiana or I think it was something like that or whatever. He gave the money to them, and they took and brought Cadillacs, brought houses and everything else, and made him look totally stupid or whatever. So, my favorite is just that, you give a family money or you rush the judgment or whatever, and Baltimore City's going to wind up paying a nice little settlement out to those police officers. So you basically pretty much ruined their career almost and stuff. And then they've probably been out of work and legal fees and everything else. And my favorite is, even if the union does pay for it, it's still bills and things you had to pay for security and everything like this. So my favorite is that, where's the state's attorney at now? You can't even find her. She don't have anything to say about anything now. So, it's interesting how you give money to people and without a trial, without anything before the trial. And it's like, okay, so you gave it to them to what? To stop the riot? Really? You did?
Oh, it's amazing. It's still taxpayer money. This is what people keep forgetting. It's still taxpayer money. Even though the union are paying some of these bills, think about where's the money coming from? Most of these unions, the police union, the teachers union, that kind of thing, that money's all made from taxpayers.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So.
They think it's their money.
Yeah.
They think it's their money.
Yeah. I'm continually, again, I got to say, I'm saying, oh, my God, because... You ready for this one? I got to do this one with you because I want to hear you crack up.
Okay.
Chicago is planning a mass mooning of the Trump Tower to force release of Trump's tax returns. That's right. I'm looking at some of these women and going, you'd never get my tax return because I'd be running so fast in the opposite direction that I wouldn't be able to hand it to you. So some Chicagoans are so desperate to see President Donald Trump's financial reports, records, that they're willing to drop trousers in the middle of the Midwestern deep freeze. On Sunday, February 12th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, more than 500 women say that they'll participate in a mass mooning of the downtown Trump Tower, dropping their pants in protest of Trump's secretive tax documents. What I love about this, though, is I bet you every 17-year-old boy in town will be there to help support their cause. You know what I'm saying? So much for the objectification of women. But the prospective mooners are also warned that their bare backsides could be filmed. The event is hosted by something called The Crap Show, a Chicago-based comedy troupe that produces satirical videos on Facebook pages. But, I mean, think about this. What is it with them having to be naked in these protests? Why? What's it do?
Attention.
Are you still there? Did I lose you? Am I talking to myself again? All right, you can talk to me. Producer Tammy's willing to talk to me. Anyway,
okay, I'm sorry.
I put you to sleep.
I hit the button by mistake. Ah. I got too excited.
Oh,
the thing over there, that's what you have, a bunch of freaks.
Well, you know, there's a variety there. There's black women, white women, Hispanic women, it looks like, and I'm just guessing because I can only see it from the back, so I don't know how I can tell that. But I'm just guessing here. There's a variety, right? Variety of skin colors and types and sizes and roundness. And why do they think that the nakedness, does it bring more attention to it? Is it they think they're going to get you? Because, I mean, I'm looking at these women going, if I was driving down the road, I would look and go, oh, another one of those groups, and I'd keep going.
Well, you have to understand, they have to do what they have to do to get attention, because if you was to talk to them educated-wise or whatever about really what the problem is or the issue, they couldn't answer you. So they had to do things to distract it, to basically say, look at me, this is what I'm protesting, and that's your typical Berkeley socialist. They're not even Democrats, they're Berkeley socialist liberals and whatever. And people that act out and do things like that are liberals. Democrats don't do that. A Democrat might argue with you or whatever like that because they actually have some kind of scruples or whatever. But the people that you're hearing from now are completely racist, and the people that you are also hearing from, what you were just talking about that, what went on with that issue, is that they're a bunch of freaks. And when you deal with people and they don't have any kind of morality, they're just a bunch of freaks and they talk out of their head. So this is the fruits of it.
Quickly tell people where they can find you, see more of your writings, that kind of thing. I know you have a show that's starting soon as well. Go quick.
Well, first let's go with this. You can reach me at Corey Prayers Duncan on Twitter, and you also can reach me at Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook. And the new show coming up, I'm going to be posting some good information about that probably just coming Monday. Counterclockwise, and it is going to be counterclockwise because I got a lot of good shows going to be coming up, man. And I ask you to come on. I'd be more than happy to have come on. And
we're going to listen, but we got to go. You're going to learn about this when you do your show. We're up against the clock. Hey, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Come on back. Guess what? In the next hour, we got Kira Davis joining us, and the Border Patrol has just caught an Egyptian and Iraqi nationals sneaking across the border. I wonder what that's all about. Got me. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a bit.